This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. George Floyd's death in police custody has sparked major protests across the United States and around the world. Thursday, his family and friends will begin the process of laying him to rest. The first of three memorials for Floyd will happen in the Midwestern U.S. city of Minneapolis. That's where he was arrested 10 days ago and died when one of the officers involved held him face down with a knee to his neck for several minutes. Civil rights leader, the Reverend Al Sharpton, is leading Thursday's private service for family and friends. There's no indication that protests and some of the violence associated with them will stop in the United States. Minnesota's attorney general did increase the charge against fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and charged three additional officers who were at the scene during the death of Floyd. They were also fired last week. President Donald Trump's Pentagon chief has backed away from the president's plan to use active duty troops to quell protests, an obvious clash between the U.S. military and its commander-in-chief. Though he says troops should be deployed as a very last result, Defense Secretary Mark Esper is keeping the 82nd Airborne Division on standby outside Washington, D.C. President Trump has raised the possibility of invoking the Insurrection Act, allowing a president to deploy military forces domestically to suppress civil disorder. Journalists are now waging legal fights to combat against alleged attacks by law enforcement while covering protests set off by the death of George Floyd. More than 100 news organizations have signed a letter urging Minnesota to make sure journalists can do their work unimpeded. This is VOA News. The number of Americans filing for unemployment in the United States has dropped between 2 million for the first time since mid-March. 1.9 million people newly filed for unemployment last week, a number still high as companies adjust to a world changed by COVID-19. New jobless claims have declined since hitting a record 6.8 million in late March. Despite the still elevated reading, the most recent data suggested the worst is over for the labor market. Combined with data on Wednesday that showed a smaller than expected drop in private payrolls in May. Hong Kong has passed a bill that would criminalize disrespect of China's national anthem. Critics call the move the latest example of Beijing's tightening grip on the semi-autonomous city. The vote comes days after Chinese authorities gave the green light on a new national security law, which many countries say will erode the freedoms of Hong Kong. North Korea is using the George Floyd tragedy to accuse the United States of having a double standard. It said the U.S. is no longer in a position to criticize China over Hong Kong or human rights when Washington threatens to unleash dogs to suppress anti-racism protests at home. Chilean authorities say the South American country confirmed 87 deaths from COVID-19 in one day on Wednesday. That's the largest single-day spike since the outbreak began more than 2 months ago. A surge in coronavirus cases in Chile has overwhelmed the country's healthcare system. The increase in cases and deaths prompted authorities to extend a quarantine in Santiago for a fourth week. So far, Chile has confirmed more than 113,000 COVID-19 cases and more than 1,200 deaths. Globally, approximately 386,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 107,000 of those deaths occurring in the United States. There are more than 6.4 million infections globally and more than 1.8 million in the U.S. Libya's internationally recognized government regained control of Tripoli on Thursday, driving Eastern forces out of the capital after a year-long battle in which foreign powers poured in arms and fighters. A military source with the Eastern forces, whose base is in the eastern city of Benghazi, said they were pulling back from all of Tripoli's suburbs. Government forces said they now held everything within the city boundary. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.